Looks like someone's coming too.
Where am I?
You're lying in a bed in the recovery room.
Dr. Brest?
Guest.
Guest. What are you doing?
I'm leaning over you in a revealing top.
What's happening? Where are my tapes? Vibe?
Smell my perfume, Robert. Let it envelop you.
Right, now, stop that. I want you to hand over my tapes and I want you to take me to Vibe.
Relax. I've left your equipment running for you. This is all on record. Let me put you back to bed.
Stay back, please.
Oh, your voice is saying no, but your body's saying yes.
Pay no attention to her, listeners. My body isn't saying anything, although I am naked.
You needn't worry about Vibe. He's all taken care of.
Where is he?
He's due out of surgery any minute now. The piglets had a bit of a nibble at his shoulder. We think that's why you fainted.
Piglets?
All safe and sound in the containment area.
And all of them giggling like drunken clowns. The question, Dr. Guest, is why?
You know very well why.
I know the official line, Dr. Guest. Unfortunately, something about it just doesn't ring true.
Tell me, Robert, have you ever heard of endorphins?
Chemicals capable of boosting the immune system released by the body as a consequence of laughter.
Have you any idea of the benefits associated with continuous giggling? The resulting supply of endorphins leads to a state of permanent super health. Our piglets, Robert, are incapable of contracting foot and mouth. Believe me, we've done our very best to infect them. No matter what we do, they just sit there giggling at us.
All right, Dr. Guest, the game's up.
What are you doing?
I'm pointing a gun at you.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm using my fingers because I gave the gun to Vibe. The point is, you're under arrest.
Whatever for?
For plotting to turn human beings into giggling imbeciles. Yes, don't try to deny it. Those piglets are just guinea pigs, stool pigeons. With the results you've been having, it's only a matter of time before you start meddling with people. You could eradicate all diseases forever.
Very impressive, Mr. Gasp. But I'm afraid you're too late. As we speak, your friend is being fiddled with by the best in the business.
I don't believe you. You'd never admit to that on tape.
We're not on tape, Mr. Gasp. I was lying. Any minute now, Vibe will be giggling his head off, and it won't be long before you join him.
Not so fast, Dr. Guest.
Vibe!
Yes, and I've got it all on tape.
That's impossible. I've got your equipment.
I had another recorder hidden in my pocket. I've had it since the start.
Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted it to be a surprise.
Well done, Vibe.
So, you escaped from surgery and hid outside the door. I must say, Marcus, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Look at my breasts, Marcus.
Don't do it, Vibe!
See how they jiggle?
Yes.
You like it when they jiggle, don't you?
Yes.
Vibe, don't let go of that gun!
You're better than he is, Marcus. I've listened to the tapes. Do you really want to waste all that talent on a man with a dicky spindle?
There's nothing dicky about my spindle.
I was referring to your tape recorder.
Please, can I have my trousers back?
Never!